Track 1.
The idea of being famous. I have to say that for me, the mind boggles when I have to think about what on earth could possess people to want to have that fate in life, to be famous. And it certainly makes me realise that it takes all sorts to make a world. Because there are, of course, there are hundreds of people out there, aren't there, who are just desperate to do anything to get on television and become famous TV personalities. And it's obviously something that draws an incredible number of people. And I suppose it must say a lot about different personality types, because I'm the kind of person, if I'm shopping, walking in the street, and I'm not even that keen when I bump into someone I know, because I do like to walk around and be a little bit lost in my own world, really, lost in my own thoughts. And it's a bit of a shock if somebody suddenly says hello and I have to kind of suddenly engage in interaction in that way. So, I mean, the thought of walking down streets and complete strangers coming up to you and starting conversations is unbelievably horrific. I cannot imagine who could possibly get any satisfaction out of that idea. So that's obviously something I would really hate, is the idea of being recognisable. And on top of that, the prospect of media attention, I mean, that is something that I think that even the most seasoned and experienced celebrity will admit that it's something they really, really get very, very tired of indeed. And you often see this in programmes where they're trying to show what it's like. People opening the doors and all those flashes, flash cameras going off in your face and journalists mobbing each other to try to get to you. And I'm sure that can actually be very, very frightening if you simply just can't get away from it. So what on earth is it that makes people want to be famous? I think that a lot of people who hanker after fame really don't care what they might be famous for. They just want to be famous. Fame is an end in itself. They want to be the centre of attention. They crave adulation. They want to rub shoulders with pop stars and film stars. And that's the problem of so much fame and celebrity these days, that with reality TV, there's a lot of people who become famous for doing virtually nothing. And it reminds me of a... Of course, there's a famous quote by Andy Warhol, who... He said that in the future, everyone would be famous for 15 minutes... And I heard someone the other day say that with the advent of reality TV, unfortunately, it's turned out that Warhol's 15 minutes has become more like 30 minutes. But there's another kind of fame, I suppose. I mean, it's the idea of being remembered for something. That must be a nice idea, if you could be remembered for doing something that's worthwhile. So, yeah, if you could be very well known for some significant achievement, then that must be a very gratifying kind of fame. You are always famous as the person who found the cure for cancer, something like that. And I think those kinds of fame needn't necessarily go with immediate recognition in the street, for example. And what kind of area? I think it must be very nice to be something like a successful and famous writer of fiction, so that you'd feel like you'd created, you'd written some wonderful novels that people had really loved and had enriched their lives. And I'm sure there's a degree of fame that must be quite enjoyable, to go on to art shows on television and talk about your work and be interviewed and take part in discussions and to be a... just enough of a kind of a media celebrity. But I'm sure you could achieve that without being mobbed in the street and accosted by strangers. So, that's about the only way I could imagine it being an attractive prospect.
Track 1.
The idea of being famous. I have to say that for me, the mind boggles when I have to think about what on earth could possess people to want to have that fate in life. To be famous. And it certainly makes me realise that it takes all sorts to make a world. Because there are, of course, there are hundreds of people out there, aren't there, who are just desperate to do anything to get on television and become famous TV personalities. And it's obviously something that draws an incredible number of people. And I suppose it must say a lot about different personality types, because I'm the kind of person, if I'm shopping, walking in the street, and I'm not even that keen when I bump into someone I know, because I do like to walk around and be a little bit lost in my own world, really, lost in my own thoughts. And it's a bit of a shock if somebody suddenly says hello, and I have to kind of suddenly engage in interaction in that way. So, I mean, the thought of walking down streets and complete strangers coming up to you and starting conversations is unbelievably horrific. I cannot imagine who could possibly get any satisfaction out of that idea. So that's obviously something I would really hate, is the idea of being recognisable. And on top of that, the prospect of media attention, I mean, that is something that I think that even the most seasoned and experienced celebrity will admit that it's something they really, really get very, very tired of indeed. And you often see this in programmes where they're trying to show what it's like. People opening the doors and all those flashes, flash cameras going off in your face and journalists mobbing each other to try to get to you. And I'm sure that can actually be very, very frightening if you simply just can't get away from it. So what on earth is it that makes people want to be famous? I think that a lot of people who hanker after fame really don't care what they might be famous for. They just want to be famous. Fame is an end in itself. They want to be the centre of attention. They crave adulation. They want to rub shoulders with pop stars and film stars. And that's the problem of so much fame and celebrity these days, that with reality TV, there's a lot of people who become famous for doing virtually nothing. And it reminds me of a... Of course, there's a famous quote by Andy Warhol, who... He said that in the future, everyone would be famous for 15 minutes... And I heard someone the other day say that with the advent of reality TV, unfortunately, it's turned out that Warhol's 15 minutes has become more like 30 minutes. But there's another kind of fame, I suppose. I mean, it's the idea of being remembered for something. That must be a nice idea, if you could be remembered for doing something that's worthwhile. So, yeah, if you could be very well known for some significant achievement, then that must be a very gratifying kind of fame. You are always famous as the person who found the cure for cancer, something like that. And I think those kinds of fame needn't necessarily go with immediate recognition in the street, for example. And what kind of area? I think it must be very nice to be something like a successful and famous writer of fiction, so that you'd feel like you'd created, you'd written some wonderful novels that people had really loved and had enriched their lives. And I'm sure there's a degree of fame that must be quite enjoyable, to go on to art shows on television and talk about your work and be interviewed and take part in discussions and to be a... just enough of a kind of a media celebrity. But I'm sure you could achieve that without being mobbed in the street and accosted by strangers. So, that's about the only way I could imagine it being an attractive prospect.
Track 2.
I have to say that for me, the mind boggles when I have to think about what on earth could possess people to want to have that fate in life, to be famous. And it certainly makes me realise that it takes all sorts to make a world. I'm the kind of person, if I'm shopping, walking in the street, and I'm not even that keen when I bump into someone I know, because I do like to walk around and be a little bit lost in my own world, really, lost in my own thoughts. I think that a lot of people who hanker after fame really don't care what they might be famous for. They just want to be famous. Fame is an end in itself. They want to be the centre of attention. They crave adulation. They want to rub shoulders with pop stars and film stars.